This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Mahakumbh 2025 will be such a Mahayagya of unity and equality which will guide the nation and it will be discussed all over the world. He was speaking at a public gathering in Sangam area of Prayagraj after formally inaugurating the Mahakumbh 2025 which will officially start from 13th of January next year and will continue till 26th of February. On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi launched development projects worth around 5,500 crore rupees, which includes various rail and road projects to boost infrastructure and provide seamless connectivity in Prayagraj. The Prime Minister also inaugurated major temple corridors on the occasion, which include Bharadwaj Ashram Corridor, Shringvarpur Dham Corridor, Akshayvat Corridor, Hanuman Mandir Corridor, among others. In line with his commitment towards Swachh and Nirmal Ganga, Prime Minister inaugurated projects of interception, tapping, diversion and treatment of minor drains leading to River Ganga, which will ensure zero discharge of untreated water into the river. The Lok Sabha today began a special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Initiating the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, "Indian Constitution paves the way for nation building by touching all aspects of social, economic, political and cultural life." He said Constitution is the expression of the country's civilizational values. In a veiled attack on the opposition Congress, Mr. Singh said, "In the last few years, attempts have been made to project the Constitution as a contribution of a particular party." He said the Constitution is not a contribution of any single party, but an unparalleled transformative document aligned with values of India. Participating in the discussion, Priyanka Gandhi Vadra of Congress said, "The Constitution is the safety armor to keep the citizens safe." She said it is the armor to justice, unity and the right to express. She alleged that through lateral entry and privatization, the government is trying to weaken the reservation. Participating in the debate, Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party said, "Constitution is the soul of democracy." He said the House is again discussing the Constitution after 75 years. Mr. Yadav said the Constitution is the true protector of the downtrodden and oppressed in the country. He claimed that several communities are suffering due to lack of representation and reservation. Noting that secularism is a part of the preamble, Kalyan Banerjee of Trinamool Congress alleged that the secular fabric of the country is under threat over the last 10 years. Janata Dal United MP and Union Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh Lalan said, "The Constitution paves the way for social and economic progress for all sections of the society." TDP MP Dr. Bhai Reddy Shabri also participated in the discussion. The Rajya Sabha has been adjourned for the day following heated exchange of words between Treasury and opposition members on the issue of no confidence motion against the chairman, Jagdeep Dhankar. The motion had been brought by Congress-led opposition. Mr. Dhankar informed the House that the House should reflect as to how many notices were received in the last 30 years against the chair and also during his tenure. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary today said that the country has witnessed unprecedented growth in transport infrastructure in the past 10 years under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Addressing the media in New Delhi, the minister said that the national highway network has increased by 1.6 times. In 2014, there were nearly 91,287 kilometers of national highways, which has now increased to 146,195 kilometers. The centre today said that it has set the target to eliminate tuberculosis by 2025 and with the implementation of a national strategic plan, cases of TB have shown sharp decline. Replying to a question in Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Anupriya Patel said the incidence of TB in India has shown 17.7% decline. President of Sri Lanka, Anurag Kumara Dissanayake, scheduled to visit India on the 15th of this month. Briefing the media, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that this will be Mr. Dissanayake's first visit since his election as the President of Sri Lanka. And that is the end of this news bulletin.